Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 830, social media as a small business versus as a creator. Before we get into this, something I heard that actually has stuck with me, and I think that this is actually getting into how you view yourself and how you process the opinions of other people. If you shoot to be as middle of the road or as neutral on this as you can, meaning you don't hear the criticisms or the venom or any of that, but you also don't buy in too much into when people tell you how great you are at the things that you're doing, and you just focus on what it is that you're working through. And I want to stress, this again is to the best of your ability. I don't think you're going to, if you look at this as a visual and have like a needle that's right in the middle and it's like just, you know, kind of pulsating a little bit to go one way, pulsating to go another, but it stays right in the center. I don't think anybody stays 100% in the center on this. I think it's just something to be aware of. And if you can keep it into perspective, I think it's really going to help you with the pursuits that you have, whether we're talking about creative pursuits, whether we talk about your life choices as far as your career, your relationships, all that stuff, and what opinions others have of those. Now, when we talk about this, it's really interesting because many people from the outside would look at anybody that's putting a message out online in kind of the same vein. But you really have, if people are using, those that are using social media for business, there's two main categories that you can lump a lot in. You can have those that are operating as a small local business, and those that, and you can even your online e-commerce businesses, you can still look at it as put them under the small business category or small to mid-sized business, whatever you want to say. And you've got your content creators, basically people that are getting a message out. Their brand is themselves. Now, what you're going to find out is if you're a small business, those that are actually operating, they themselves are going to have a bit of a personal brand. That's a different conversation. But if we're looking at these two, meaning you have a local presence somewhere, or your main objective is to sell a product or service, social media is still great for you. Because if you think of this compared to all other forms of traditional advertising, the way you can segment and target your audience with your message, meaning you can look at those that you're trying to gain access to, and you know you have what their interests are, and you can build a persona, a profile, whatever you want to call it, and you can target them. And you can target them with in relation to where, if you're a local business within a certain radius as to where you're located. This is social media advertising. This is like just how this stuff works. It makes sense for you because versus what you would spend for all other advertising, this is going to be cheaper. Plus, this is where individuals' attentions are on their phones. So this is where you're going to reach people. As a creator, what would previously be known as a content creator, but I purposefully leave the word content off this and then just call you guys creators is because I think we're at a point where you need to start thinking outside of the box. You need to start thinking about building your own platform independent of social media. Now, if you have a podcast, that's your platform. If you have a blog, that's a platform. You know, if you have an email, and if you have an email list and build a database off that, that comes off of your platform. The reason it's different for you, there's been a game that content creators have been playing since the beginning of social media, which is a platform comes out, it's new, it's trying to, not too many people are using it yet. So they need to acquire a user base. You get on there as a user. Cool thing is, you probably got on there as a user and had no intention at first, the first platform you got on really becoming an influencer or content creator or any of that. And what you did is you started putting out a message centered around something you believe in, tied it into your life, and you've been able to tell a story. And what's happened is as that platform grew, people started to follow you. There weren't as many content creators there relative to people that were actually consuming content. And for a while, it was great because either seemingly everyone that followed you would see your content. If you've been doing this, if you've been an influencer, micro-influencer, which, by the way, I think from a marketing standpoint is one of the most undertapped resources out there, because they actually know how to stay in contact with their audience, stay in front of their audience as best as they can. But that's kind of what we're getting into, staying in front of your audience as best as you can, because once these platforms mature, then they introduce the algorithm, which on one hand, it needs to make sense because now you have more people putting out content, those that are just on the platform, day-to-day users just putting stuff out. You have more creators, more influencers, they're putting stuff out. So even though people don't like to hear this, you can't show every person that follows you every piece of content that comes out. There is some truth in that. However, there is the second part of that, which is of all the data that is collected, because with social media, this has been the trade-off, right? We supply our data, and in turn, we don't have to pay to access. Now, what has been happening once that ad platform takes off is the amount of people seeing or your reach to those that follow you decreases. And it has gotten to the point, if you've been around on social media, if you have a Facebook page, you know that you got a lot of traffic around 2014 to 2017. Then 2018 through 2021 into 2022, you were probably getting next to nothing. Now, if you, I say through 2022, because stuff started to really rebound over the last couple of years. So whereas you may not want to do things on a Facebook page or may not have wanted to put things on a Facebook page before, now for many, you're getting more interaction off of your Facebook page than you are your Instagram account. So, you know, these, what happens is organic or the free reach of, hey, I post something and the people that follow me see it. That goes down on each platform. So what happens? These creators have to go to the next platform. And the same cycle starts. At first, there's not that many people there. You start putting content out. People start following you. They identify with your message. And you have built, maybe you've been doing this for 5 or 10 years, and you have now, or at this point, maybe you've been doing it for about 15 years. And you've built a substantial audience of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people across all platforms. But we're at a point where there's still new platforms that come out. There's a TikTok clone, where if TikTok gets banned in the US, people are already starting to use it a little bit. It's called Clapper, and if you look it up in the App Store, it's going up the charts a bit. But it's basically, it's kind of the thing, if TikTok goes away in the US, this is probably going to take off. But here's the thing. You go from platform to platform. Twitter introduced the paid for verification thing. Not long after that, Instagram has done the same thing. Instagram also, on the press release, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, actually, that, you know, there are people that work in both sides of this. You run an actual business, but you're also a content creator, a creator that puts things out on the internet. And what we're talking about is on the initial release of this, or initial press release, is that part of what was included in this verification for Instagram is that you would get more reach to your audience, to your followers. And then it was taken off. Now, my theory on this, because I used to work for a company that worked with content creators, and I had to get some coffee. I've seen some releases from Instagram and Facebook in the past. There's not a single thing on these press releases that it's there by accident. So for that message to be taken off makes me think, huh, seems like they rolled this out, got a pretty high response, which, by the way, if you're on Instagram now, that's kind of the running joke if you're a creator. You've got people with hundreds of followers that have paid to have the check mark next to their name. And that's actually, honestly, let's be honest. That's why most people signed up for it. Because they are chasing the elusive Instagram status. Now, that check mark was the end-all be-all for so many influencers, you know, in the last 2 years, because Instagram had to come to you. So the fact that you're paying for a check mark now, it's watered down, to say the least. And it's not something that you, frankly, like, I've had people copy my account before. I've never once worried, gee, are people going to think this is me or not? I reported an account, and it was funny because Instagram didn't even take it down. it's my content, which I guess it's their content, which is within the terms and conditions. It's their content. It's not mine, which is another reason as to why, if you're a content creator, technology is there for you to make your own membership site. Oh, and by the way, that's the thing now that Instagram has pushed out, that you can now charge your followers to access premium content. And for now, they're not taking a cut of it, or at least they weren't when I saw the press release on it. Here's the thing. If you're relying on a social media platform to house your audience, you're going to get hosed. You are. Like, this is just not... You're going to have to pay for access to your audience that you have now, which, if you've been a creator for for a long time, you know you're not getting the reach that you used to. And the technology is there. So here's the thing. I mean, sign up for a Patreon. Sign up for an OnlyFans. OnlyFans is branded for adult entertainment, but, you know, it's the concept of having a paywall for premium content. So there's two examples you can just sign up for right now, and they take a cut, but you're not at the mercy of a social media platform. Now, you are, if any of you guys, again, when I worked for the company that worked with creators, you know, there was going to be backlash about with OnlyFans, because they were going to remove the creators that were posting adult content. This was a few years ago, and there was enough of a cry out to not do this, and it honestly, I'm assuming it looked as it was going to take a huge chunk out of their bottom line, that they were like, hey, you know what, we really don't need to exclude these creators. So they didn't. But think about that. That's another thing, and I mentioned the whole thing of TikTok gets banned. You have created your audience on somebody else's platform. Now, one thing you should be doing is you know, figure out how you can collect emails to stay in contact with people. Do text message. You can do that. But I think we're at the phase where you start housing the content. You can create a membership site. I have one right now that I've been working on. And that's actually why... I'm still going to do the podcast on the Almost Dailies, but that's why there's been such a gap between the last episode and this one, is when I've had time to actually work on content. I've been putting videos into the on-demand, which now I'm over 30 videos on there. I've got 7 series that I'm working on to fill out. So you should definitely head to yourlevellife.com right now and sign up, because once that's built out, which should be in the next few weeks, the membership rates are going up for new signups. So sign up now. You'll stay at this current rate for as long as you're subscribed. So go do it. Go to yourlevellife.com right now. But this is where we're at. It's a very exciting time to be a content creator, but social media isn't where your future is. Your future is taking this, the message that you've crafted over the years, and actually getting your audience to come to your platform. People have, I feel like people have done this. They definitely do it with Patreon, but I think it's time to take it even a step further than that. So that's where we're at. But let me know your thoughts on this. You can either DM me on Instagram. I'm at Daryl T. Perry. Or you can email me. That is Daryl@DarylPerry.com. That's Daryl@DarylPerry.com. Yeah, I think we're going to go with that email and that IG. Thank you as always for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.